just sell so poorly when they're a single place. Target books have been a revelation. It allowed us, freed us up to do a lot of stuff we couldn't do before. Hopefully we'll be able to go and figure out a way to get more of that information, whether we do target Amazonia and basically break it down into a bunch of subsets, or target Hong Kong and break it down and make it a smaller book as opposed to, you know, 180-page book on one place. Just target South America, because there's not as many South American countries as you could pull it off, or something like that, and make it, you know, 2/3 Amazonia and 1/3. We just haven't hit the right formula yet on that. But Target Awakened Land is going to feature Australia, basically because they have the Dreamtime magic. And so we'll be able to use that as the hook. And like I said, it'll be, you know, Thunkelstein's Rift, Stonehenge, the Salem Witches, the Crater Lake, the magical sites in Shadowrun that we talk about all the time. But, you know, again, as usual, you have no information on it. What's that?
The bad.
I don't know. I don't think so. Well, we can. No one goes there.
One guy did.
You can't get in, except for her. It would probably be talked about, but it's not going to be the complete write-up of Tibet. Let's see. Target Awakened Land. Then we start to cascade through the product of month theory of FASA Corporation. And first we're talking, you'll notice I'm real vague about what month any of this stuff is coming out of. I've learned.
It took
me 6 years, but I learned.
It's the longest.
It's going to take the longest to get those books out. They're actually all being worked on. So, I mean, which is a good sign that four books are being worked on at one time. It's been a long time since that's happened, etc. After that, Threats 2. Threats is another one of those projects that just kind of came out of nowhere and then realized that basically nearly every threat has become an established part of the Shadowrun universe at some level alone. And there's so much more stuff to cover now that we did cover then. So Threats 2. And following that up, it is a way to do multiple things. Every time we do a product, it seems that we're reinventing our own form. And we did Corporate Download. I hope you all liked it, because it was like one of the first all fiction source books that we reprinted like right away. We took a different tack with it by having all of them together, short write-ups on everything, the medium length, I guess, in the short, to try to get in as much info as we can. And just doing a quick count on things, we're probably going to use that same type of format, something real similar to it, to update the continent of North America. So we'll have North America. If you look at the amount of countries that they are, and then you subtract some for transpolar loot, because there's not a lot to say. It's called, there's polar bears, awakened polar bears.
I'll bet that we would be happy with it.
The electric penguin with the tentacles. we're going to do that. That's going to update all of North America. Again, after Seattle, the next two source books were NAND source books, and they haven't been reprinted. And I think the NAND is actually kind of a cool, a lot of stuff in there that's not cool, but I think that is a concept that's pretty interesting. So we're going to go with updating those. And then cast and new cast, obviously we get the most the right option, and then cascade it down. What we also discover as we start to do things that there's this pulse of information. One of them was when we had somebody who was writing an adventure for us that involved using one of the green, the environmental groups. And, of course, for some reason, which we're still trying to struggle, the environmental group had, at its beck and call, Toxic County. And we're looking at that going, would an environmental, would just every environmental group have a toxic job in that call? And it doesn't make sense, because some, there are some that might, but they kind of seem at cross purposes if you're an environmental group and you have a toxic job. I think there's a confusion there. And we realized, basically, and through discussions about some other stuff and weird things, that we never really talked about the organizations in general. And so the next product, next source product would be sixworld.org. And it's basically going to be set up a lot like the download book, probably kind of like a, depending on the amount we get in and the amount of info we can present, it'd either be done like the, you know, part target book, part corp type book. So your six or seven big ones would get real good write-ups, and then we do a bunch of smaller organizations, or we might do a lot of medium-sized organizations in write-up style. It's really going to depend on work count, you know, what people are interested in writing and all the various directions. And that includes everything from, like, the mercenary groups, you know, that are hired along to Atlantean Foundation and stuff like that. So we're going to try to hit the full spectrum of the various organizations, et cetera. The source material after that would be, when we've done to finish the rule books, we'll finish all the main rule books, all the core books, and I've talked about this type of a product for a long time. You know, what it's kind of what I've always called it to be is state-of-the-art book or SOTA book. And this came from when Rob and I were working on all these source books, that we had stuff left over. And it was kind of like round pegs and square holes. It didn't fit with what we were doing right now, or we have like free metamagical abilities. Well, by the time we wait for enough spells and enough magic stuff to make a magic source book, it's going to be years. I mean, we're starting only with, you know, three metamagic abilities that we came up with while we were doing the proof check of the book, or just, hey, this sounds like a cool idea. What are the mechanics for it? Oh, we don't know. You know, it happens in every book. There's cyberware that we didn't put in. There's bioware that we didn't do. There's you know, gun concepts that we didn't talk about. There's matrix stuff that just you know, doesn't fit the book at the time. And we're like, you know, if we wait till we get enough stuff to make a new magic book, or we wait till we get enough stuff to make a new cyberware book, we'll wait a really, really long time. And then you'll end up not getting, you know, trying to stress stuff, you know, in a product that doesn't work. So we kind of hit on the idea of doing a rule book that was basically the new toy book, and it would cover everything. It would be magic and guns and cyberware and riggerware and regular street stuff, all based on specific things. And based on what we can get in the book, and basically making a gear book about once every year and a half called the SOTA book. But as the more I talk to people, they start to say, well, is it going to be all, you know, you're going to do security stuff? What about special ops stuff? What about, you know, governmental WTEC stuff? You know, are you going to do those? Are they going to be in that book? And then it started to kind of evolve in concepts. And instead of being just a straight up gear book, it would be, for instance, let's call it corporate security SOTA. So you'd have write-up on corporate security, what corporate security is, and then have corp gear, corp sec gear, and then, of course, obviously the runner gear to counter the corp sec gear. And it would be a book that would be both, you know, almost more like the Awakenings book, if you remember that, where the first half was, you know, old fiction and what of, and then the second half was rules and mechanics. For a SOTA book, I don't know. I mean, I've heard both arguments, both sides of the coin, and you know, I've heard people say, you know, we really dig that, because, you know, concept. I'd like to know. I mean, we're not working on it right now, so it's not something that I have to decide by the end of the day. Yeah.
It sounds like if you want to put out a small piece of some stuff, that would be perfect. Have to worry about
that we aren't a publisher.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. And then we've talked about trying to do different that kind of stuff. You know, just tossing a mathematical ability up on the web, you know, that's possible. But trying to build something together, you know, you don't want to do that if you want to do that if you only have three, and you're never going to do a product. But you know, if we're going to have three from every classification, or five or ten from every classification, we can figure out a way to package that all together, give everybody a similar tech update. Again, and it helps with what I said before about upgrading the gear and the tech over time.
Yeah. And it helps solve a problem that before, if you wind up waiting a year and a half to put out a magic book and then a year and a half to put out a cyber book, mm-hmm. your cyber gear is more advanced than your magic gear. So year is best to play a Sam, and next year we'll best to play a Meg.
I don't want to go into the Palladium realm.
You bring it all out at one time.
I don't know. I mean, I'd really like to hear what you guys have to think on it. And again, you can, you know, let me know when you do some Q&A or at the booth, or you know, in an email, you know, what direction you think it should go in, because I'm really kind of torn on exactly how to approach that. Sometimes we come up with books, and I need to pitch it to the office. This is a thing that we do at FASTA, basically once a year, twice a year. Sometimes we get together and basically we pitch it. I've said it to lots of people. If I can't sell it to basically the guy who writes the checks and everybody who has to work on the book, I'm going to have a hell of a time trying to sell it to fans. So we do a pretty big pitch meeting usually. Well, now they're lasting 2-3 days because we have so many game lines. But they used to be all day affairs, and they were like really hard. A lot of questions, a lot of, you know, why are you doing this? A few years back, I proposed a book, and then I pulled it off the proposal basically because of the reaction when I first mentioned to some people. Because of the Shadowrun's links to Earthgnome. I had no title at the time, and so I called it the most ridiculous thing I can think of in the office. So, because see, what ends up happening is you end up calling a book something like Rigor 3, and then it sticks. And that's what everybody starts calling it. And then they're like, well, that sounds great. Let's just use Rigor 3. And like, man, I'm like, hey, I'll call it Rigor 3. But it ends up sticking. So I made a really wacky, stupid title for a book, and it's sticking. that book is called, or it's not called, it's still tentative. I write tentative every time I say it. It is called, in fact, the Boo Scary Shadowrun Book of the Night. If you remember back when we did the first time we did the companion, excuse me, and you remember back, we had done missions. We had talked about kind of like what I called opening the doors to Shadowrun, basically showing alternate ways to do Shadowrun within the world, to use the Shadowrun characters and occupations. And what I had done, what I wanted to do a long time ago, was to kind of combine that with the aspect of astral space, or being a more dangerous place for a mage. Mainly making astral space as hard on a mage as the matrix is on a decker. Living entities that live, that are astral entities, real undead type stuff, as opposed to, you know, everybody being infected by a disease. And as soon as the words left my mouth, before I'm even done talking, I hear, like, horrors and Earthgnome! that wasn't what I was trying to do, but the two became so interlinked and interwound, and I was getting actual Earth Guardian write-ups for Shadowrun from even freelancers that I said, I got to put this on hold and get some space for the product type. I think it's worth it. The time is going to be right for it, I think. Next fall, I hope to get it out like around October.
Yeah.
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 It's tentative.
It's a tentative book. I said I'd like to. I didn't say I was going to. that book has been, I think, a long time coming. I've had so much ideas for that stuff and stuff I wanted to work on for a long time that it just always frustrated me that I didn't have the wherewithal time to be able to figure out a way to get around the, you know, now there's no, kind of the links are less between Shadowrun and Earth Dawn on that tight of a query, so we can go ahead and do some stuff there that we couldn't do before. If you even go back all the way to Threats, which was the second source book I actually did, you know, we had that free spirit in there that was, you know, tricking people. That was the beginning. You know, that was one of the first steps that I had towards doing this kind of stuff. I think it would have been really cool. But I'm glad we waited because we did SR3 and it's going to actually fit in really cool with what's going on in general. Fictional. So that's going to be source book. Last book that we have fully scheduled is Powerball. Multiball.
Gotta get them all.
Is a product called The Awakened World. For years, I had a guy tell me he was never going to play Shadowrun again because I wasn't doing what they had done before. And I said, I'm very concerned because I don't like people beat the game. What am I doing that you don't like? And he said, well, you're not following the master plan. They sure lied to me when they hired me. He's like, yeah. He goes, oh, I know that you have the whole thing worked out, and that basically you're just giving us little chapters of the big master plan, and you're totally ruining it by doing these other things. I'm like, dude, I don't know who you talk to, but there's been no master plan. There is, and you're not following it. And one of the things was, you get the same question a lot about, you know, why don't you tell us what South America looks like, or why don't you tell us what Africa looks like, why don't you tell us what...
Tibet.
You know where Tibet is on a map, but, you know, how is Africa divided up? How is, Balkanized Europe on a map? You know, what happened to Balkanized Asia? None of that stuff is basically single lines in As We're Discovering, all the way back to Seattle 1, of random pieces of black information and stuff like that. And I've always said that I wouldn't be able to do a map of the Earth with all the countries on it, all of the history. That's a product. And after saying it enough times, I'm like, well, yeah, it is a product. Let's just do a damn product. So we're going to be doing The Awakened World. It's going to be The Awakened World. It's going to be Earth 2062. The countries in it, the timeline, the power players.
Will that include the Middle East?
It's part of the world. unless something happens in Year of the Comet. No, I'm just joking.
I'm joking.
Yeah. It's been a minute so far.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah. It ain't the only thing, believe me.
There's all kinds of stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, we've never talked about what really is Desert Wars, how bad were the Euro Wars. I mean, it's basically going to be kind of a history book, kind of a National Geographic book, and then, of course, full of gargazillion plot hooks and black information and personalities and the whole nine yards. It's probably a book that, you know, should have been done 8 years ago. But once it'll be best of possible worlds, I'd like to be hard of match of color and be black and white on a 64 page mimeograph when it's all said and done. So, yeah.
Is it gonna be like the CIA World Factbook, or is it just gonna be more like this is Aaron and
Book? This is an advertisement. I'm advertising for my own government. I don't know if you guys find those the five. this is an advertisement. I'm advertising for my own government. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the U.S. bookstore over there, across the street from the hall. Is the stuff they have in there is so cool. And I'm going to show you
that.
This may be the greatest book printed in English. This is the U.S. military guide to weapons. It's in the blue building that's right across the hall. This book is basically done in the great land of the Freedom of Information Act, done specifically for the last, 20 pages here at the end, which is basically what company makes what. That's the whole point of this book, is these pages right here. So you can say, I live in Illinois, and here are the companies in Illinois that make stuff for the government. Go, Senator. You know, that's what this is all about, you know. But, so you know what they are, in fact, making. It's basically illos of the state-of-the-art stuff that the government's working. And it's got weapons. I mean, it's as bad as it sounds. It's all armaments and weapons and future stuff with cool words like overkill and I don't know if you guys have seen the new gun.
Which, believe it or not, is a
technical
term. OICW. OICW. The new gun. Tell me that this does not read. I'm going to read it out loud because. Tell me that this does not read like a Shadowrun.
This is
story time by Mike. Thank you.
I'm so glad you're providing me chapters for these download segments.
Story time by me. Of course, when it comes time to use it, I can't find it. Actually, there's some other there's other cool stuff like the mobile hospital that's basically flatbed truck back that they just put up. I mean, it's not like mobile hospital in the sense that it's a.
They have an index.
Oddly enough, they do, but it's government speak index, so.
Hey, Ken, get up.
But see, the problem is that I know what it is, and it's in different sections. I'm going to read it to you the new U.S. government Objective Individual Combat Weapon, or the OICW. But I'm going to read the mission is provide the infantry soldier with decisive overmatch capability by developing the next generation weapon system, which will dramatically increase his lethality, range, and capability through the use of high explosive air burst ammunition. That is the mission statement of this gun. Here's the description. You find how many Shadowrun pieces are in this gun. The Objective Individual Combat Weapon, the OICW, will replace selected M16s and M4 carbines, M16 rifles and M4 carbines. The modular dual barrel OICW will combine the lethality of a 20mm air bursting ammunition, a 5.56mm North Atlantic reorganization ammunition, and a full solution fire control to affect decisively violent and suppressive target effects. and provide a leap ahead in small arm performance. The fire control will leap ahead. Fire control will incorporate a laser range fighter, a ballistic computer, direct view optics, video sight, electronic compass, thermal capability, and a target tracker.
In a way,
I want. Dude, what the guy had? This is the coolest book in the world. I mean, it's really sad that it's basically a weapons combat kill people book, but it's.
Hey, in Minnesota, let's go get one.
It's funny because they have like the foreign counterpart, and like nearly 90% of them say things like no known foreign counterpart.
Sure. I'm looking at that book and you see all the pictures. Remember back in the old Rigger and Black book when you had pictures of vehicles? Now,
I
in the new, the second version, pictures, so you had no idea what the thing looked like. Is there any chance that with the new one that you will have with a small man figure, so you can just get a more of a visual idea of what
the. The answer is, I don't know yet. We just started working on the book, and we're involved in getting the art director involvement and how this is all going to play out. The reason why there's no artwork in the recent books, well, for sure Man of the Machine, because I found the pictures of Cyborg to be ludicrous at best. You know, there's like a thing in his fingertip compartment. You know, they tried in Field of Fire to show cyberware in use, and then that didn't work. Or cyber technology to show cyberware in use, and again, there's only a handful that you can show in use that way. The guns were done. The reason that was done was cost, and it wasn't so much the cost of extra space. The campaign's not like, you know, we're not going at 160 to 180 page thing. We're talking maybe an extra signature. But the cost of somebody doing technical drawings is astronomical. And in fact, I had some guy, the cost of having a guy do 30 guns was off the charts. Those guys that do that and want to do that kind of stuff for FASTA need such a huge lead time. For instance, the guy who does the tech readouts, Blaine Lewis, did all those tech readouts for FASTA. He does that. That's what he does. I think he works for Northrop or for one of the big suppliers of somebody that would need to do tech drugs. Basically, when we did a tech readout, we needed to give him 2 years, and he'd still tech something. Because he's a tech drawer, and it just takes a long time. Yeah, there are. It was just to find a guy that's willing to draw that kind of spec level. What we might do, what my suggestion is going to be to do rigor, would be to do kind of more like the Paranormal Animal book, where you'd have like the sort of blackout. The size, basically what you do on the web now. If you went to the H&K website, which is one of the things we thought about doing for the book, but it works better on a website than it would have worked in the book. You go to the H&K website, basically they have their guns in black. What? You know, four assault rifles in a row look exactly the same, you know, and so that defeats the, you know, everybody's like, oh, we think guns are cool, so we want to see every gun and make it look so really cool. But they look at the difference between the three assault rifles that they produce, and you can't tell from a blacked-out picture. You can't tell when it's a regular picture because it's the same, you know,
same frame,
and you know, this one's got a few changes here, and in most cases that's the case. The Germans, our friends in Germany, are doing the Canon Companion right now, and I guess Germans are willing to do stuff that we can't find people in America to do, but they basically got a guy to do all their new guns, all the guns that don't exist, for basically free product. I don't understand it myself, and they've only sent in two, and they look all right. I mean, they're you know. What we're probably going to do is to try to combine when they finish their book, we're just going to do a book, match all their illustrations, and maybe something up on the web for the gun just to look. I mean, there's a lot of those early Shadowrun drawings of guns are awful. They don't even work right. I mean, you know, things with cartridges in the barrel, you know, like what are the bullets shoot in the back and then come out the front? How does that work? It's stuff like that. You're like looking at things going. And you know what? Here's something I discovered. What was it, like last week? That there's pictures of guns in Neo-Anarchist Guide to Real Life in the color section. Did you ever see those? What the hell? there's a taser that looks like a Colt 45 revolver from 1862.
they even make a comment about it in the text in that book. They call it looks like a melted beef plastic. And the next one, there's some of the description of it. It looks like an expensive melted beef plastic.
You know, I was just like, you know, that's ludicrous. So,
Well, it's mostly for
vehicles. Yeah, the vehicle thing, the reason why it wasn't done in the last book was because